Chapter 4.
They always pick on the little ones. They'd pick on me, only I know the teachers have been talking, telling everyone about Mum and Dad. I can see it in their eyes, the way they won't look at me or speak to me. They want to bait me like they did last term. Something stops them. They still talk about me behind my back, though, just quiet enough that I can't really hear. Johnson and Bain and Cartwright. They know they can't be mean to me, and that just makes them want to do it more. So they take it out on the little ones. This boy's new. His folks live in the big house around the corner from mine, just moved back from overseas, wherever that is. The bullies have been working at him for a week now. He just won't rise to their bait. That's not good. I learned the hard way. Ignoring them doesn't make them go away. It just makes them crueler. He'll learn. But how long will it take? And how badly will they hurt him? He's in the corner now, surrounded by them. Johnson's maybe a year older than me. Bain and Cartwright, my age. They're all big and stupid. The new boy's tiny, like he's only 4 or something. He doesn't really stand a chance. And he lives just around the corner from Gran's house, which is maybe why I step in. Leave him be, aye? My voice wavers as the words come out, as I realise what I've done. Never draw attention to yourself, that's the first rule. Johnson turns slowly, his piggy little eyes searching to see who's interrupted him. At first I think he's going to hit me. Won't be the first time, won't be the last. But then he sees who it is, and his face changes. A hint of uncertainty in his frown, a hint of fear. What's he to you, McLean? Nothing? Aye, right, nothing. Johnson pauses for a moment, then slaps Bain on the shoulder, his frown breaking into a grin like the idiot he is. Hey, everyone! McLean's a homo. He's got a new boyfriend. Bain and Cartwright laugh like it's the funniest.